Text number 20. Sa esha bhagava lingais. Sa esha bhagava lingais. Tribir etir ad hoksha jaha. Tribir etir ad hoksha jaha. Svalakshita gatir brahma. Svalakshita gatir brahma. Sarvesham mama chesvaraha. Sarvesham mama chesvaraha. Sa esha bhagava lingais. Tribir etir ad hoksha jaha. Svalakshita gatir brahma. Sarvesham mama chesvaraha. Sa esha bhagava lingais. Tribir etir ad hoksha jaha. Svalakshita gatir brahma. Sarvesham mama chesvaraha. Please chant. Saesha bhagava lingais. Tribir hoksha jaha. Svalakshita gatir brahma. Vaishnavis. Saisha Bhagavalingas. Tribhete Hoksha Jaha. Svalakshita Gatir Brahman. Sarvesham Mama Chesvaraha. Saisha Bhagavalingas. Saha he eshaha this Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. Lingai, by the symptoms. Tribihi, by the three. Etahi, by all these. Adhokshajaha, the super seer. Transcendence. Su-alakshita, veritably unseen. Gatihi, movement. Brahman, O Narada, Sarvesham of everyone, Mama, mine, Cha, has also, Ishvaraha, the controller. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Abhay Charanaravinda, Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Purport and translation. O Brahmana Narada, the superseer, the transcendent Lord, is beyond the perception of the material senses of the living entities because of the above-mentioned three modes of nature. But He is the controller of everyone, including me. Please repeat after me. O Brahmana Narada, the superseer, the transcendent Lord, is beyond the perception of the material senses of the living entities because of the above mentioned three modes of nature. But He is the controller of everyone, including me. Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, texts 24 and 25, the Lord has declared very clearly that the impersonalist who gives more importance to the transcendental rays of the Lord as Brahma Jyoti, and who concludes that the absolute truth is ultimately impersonal and only manifests a form at a time of necessity, is less intelligent than the personalist. However, much the impersonalist may be engaged in studying the Vedanta. The fact is that such impersonalists are covered by the above-mentioned three modes of material nature. Therefore, they are unable to approach the transcendental personality of the Lord. The Lord is not approachable by everyone because He is curtailed by His yoga maya potency. One should not wrongly conclude that the Lord was formerly unmanifested and has now manifested Himself in the human form. This misconception of the formlessness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is due to the yoga maya curtain of the Lord, and can be removed only by the Supreme Will, as soon as a conditioned soul surrenders unto Him. The devotees of the Lord who are transcendental to the above-mentioned three modes of material nature can see the all-blissful transcendental form of the Lord with their vision of love in attitude of pure devotional service. Saesha Bhagavau Lingais Tribir Eter Adhoksaja Sulakshita Gatir Brahman Sarvesham Mama Cheshvaraha Om Jnana Trinandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadhati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutta Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatan Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So I'm very happy and honored to be here this morning in Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir. This is a very holy and special place. Bahut pavitra sthan hai. And it is a place where the devotees of the Lord gather together to hear and chant the glories of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada has given us this daily Srimad Bhagavatam class in all of our centers as a reminder of the importance of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is a unique literature occupying the highest position of transcendence. Nigama kalpa taror galitam phalam Shukamukada mitadrava samyutam Pivata bhagavatam rasamalayam Mohoraho rasikabhu vibhavukaha. O expert and thoughtful men, relish Srimad Bhagavatam, the mature fruit of the desire tree of the Vedic literature. It emanated from the lotus lips of Srila Shukadev Goswami. Therefore, this fruit has become even more tasteful, although its nectarian juice was already relishable by all, including the liberated souls. So this is a very beautiful section of Srimad Bhagavatam. We're reading Canto 2, Chapter 5. Chapter is entitled The Cause of All Causes. Today, text 20. And I'd like to express my gratitude to the management here of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir, especially His Grace Baladev Prabhu, for giving me this opportunity to speak Bhagavatam and purify my consciousness. And I'm grateful to all of you for being here today to give your encouragement and support and enthusiasm in hearing and chanting Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna. So it's a very interesting point raised in today's purport that why impersonalists are unable to approach the transcendental personality of the Lord. So the answer is, they are covered by the three modes of material nature. They are influenced by these three modes, sattva-gun, raja-gun, tamagun. The influence is there. And many of us also maintain some impersonalist tendencies because we are also influenced by the three modes of material nature. So I remember one time I was visiting here in Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir, approximately 2000, 2001, and I just had come from a long visit, and I had not met all the devotees here, especially Param Puja Radhanath Swami Maharaj, for a long time. So we were chanting our japa together during the japa, and then it was almost time for darshan artik. So Maharaj and other devotees were standing by the altar waiting for the doors to open, and still chanting some japa. So I was chanting my japa, Maharaj was chanting my japa, and neither of us was saying anything to the other, just chanting. And then Maharaj told me, Ekalavya Prabhu, don't be an impersonalist. And he greeted me, and like this we greeted each other. So we should always be personal with each other. I remember Maharaj also instructed the brahmacharis here, and this applies for everyone, that we should not be impersonalists in the ashram. In the ashram at that time were at least 70, 80, 100, 120 brahmacharis were here. And the tendency is there are so many people, so many devotees, you tend to just walk by each other and ignore each other. I'm busy in my service, you know, I'm just going to do my service and everyone else just leave me alone like that. But Maharaj was saying every time we see a devotee, we should at least say Hare Krishna. Acknowledge that yes, this person is a person. We should be personalists. We all have relationships together. We all have sambandha. So we should acknowledge that and not be impersonalists. Why are we impersonalists? We're influenced by the three modes, sattva-gun, raja-gun, and tamagun. So today we'll discuss how to overcome these three modes of material nature and embrace the philosophy and practice of personalism. So just to review a little bit, this chapter, Naradaji is inquiring from his father, Lord Brahma. He's atato Brahma Jignasya. He's inquiring from Brahmaji about the Absolute Truth. He's inquiring about the seeking transcendental knowledge. He's inquiring about the soul, the Atma. Vidyavinaya Sampane Brahmane Gavi Hastani Shuni Chaiva Swapakecha Panditaha Samadarshanaha. He's inquiring, how can we see the soul, the Atma, the difference between matter and spirit and the controller of both? And he wants to know about this material world. What's happening here in this material world? How is it created? And who are you working under, Father? Is there someone greater than you? Because from all apparentness to Narada at that time, Brahmaji was a supreme person. But still, Narada He wanted to understand if there was someone higher than Lord Brahma. What do you all think? Is there someone higher than Lord Brahma? Yes, Krishna. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. So later, Brahma will describe in Brahma Samhita, yes, there is someone higher than me. And this was Narada's inquiry. So in today's verse, we're reading text 20, Saesha Bhagavan Lingais, Tribir Etir Ad Hoksaja. So Tribir refers to tree means three, and he's referring to the three modes of nature, Sattvagun, Rajagun, Tamagun, because this is this discussion now. And Adhokshaja means the supreme absolute truth. Swalakshita Gatir Brahman. Swalakshita, Su-alakshita. Lakshita means to see. Alakshita means not to see. And Su-alakshita means very much not seeing. So because of the tree beer, because of the three modes of material nature, we experience Su-alakshita. Very much not seeing. I like this prefix Su. It means very much. Su, Superman. So super alakshita. We very much don't see because of the three modes of material nature. Sarvesham mama cheshvaraha. Sarvesham means everyone. Mama. Mama means me. I am Cheshvaraha. Of everyone, I am the controller. So we understand that beyond Brahma, there is someone who's the controller of everyone. So Brahma is explaining in this verse that yes, there is a higher controller than myself. So in the purport today, we see an obstacle in overcoming impersonalism. And what is that obstacle? That obstacle is Maya. It's interesting, Prabhupada says in the purport, Yoga Maya, the curtain is removed only by the Supreme Will. As soon as the conditioned soul surrenders unto Him, unto the Lord. So, of course, this brings to mind a very important verse from 7th chapter Bhagavad Gita, text number 14. Devi esha gunamayi, Devi esha gunamayi, mama maya durateya, mama maya durateya, mame vaye prapajante, mame vaye prapajante, maya me tam tarantite, mame tam tarantite. Deviesha guna mayi mama maya jaratiya. So Lord Krishna explains in Gita that this energy of maya is mama maya. It's my maya. So this energy is coming from Krishna and it is described as duratyaya. Duratyaya means very, very difficult to overcome. Mam eva ye prapadyante. Maya me tam tarantite. So Krishna says, only when you surrender unto me, then you can overcome this maya, which is duratya, very difficult to overcome. So what does surrender mean to us? Surrender means four regular principles, chanting minimum 16 rounds, especially for those who are initiated, and engaging somehow in the mission of Srila Prabhupada, the mission of ISKCON, the mission of Lord Chaitanya, which is to spread the chanting of the holy names, the Yuga Dharma, to every town and village of the world. Prativateyacha yatanagarati gram sarvatra prachar hoi be muranam. That Lord Chaitanya has declared the chanting of my holy names will be heard in every town and every village all over the world. So how can we participate? How can we contribute? This is part of the surrendering process. To distribute the greatest welfare work, Bharata Bhumate Hoy, Manusya Janma Jar, Janma Satakakari, Para Upakar. To do the Para Upakar, the greatest welfare work, which is a distribution of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. So the Lord, perception of the Lord is beyond our senses because we're influenced by these three modes. So Rupa Goswami explains how we can actually perceive the Lord. Atha Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhavit Grayam Indriyai Sevan Mukhehi Jivado Swayam Eva Svaratyadaha. Rupa Goswami explains Atta Shri Krishna Namadi, by taking the Krishna's name, Nabhavit Grayam Indriyai. Indriyai means senses. Our senses become spiritualized. Just like when you put an iron rod in the fire, the iron rod burns like fire, it acts like fire. So when we have our senses come in contact with the spiritual nature, then our senses become spiritualized and we can actually perceive the Lord. So that is going to take us some time and some practice and some surrender. And when we do these spiritual activities in the association of devotees, like this, then our practices are intensified. And it's like when you put the iron rod in the fire and you blow on the fire. The fire burns hotter and hotter and hotter. So when we come in the association of devotees, the fire burns hotter and our practice of yoga, of bhakti yoga, is more intense and our senses are purified in a faster way. Yoginam api sarvesham madvantarantaratmana shradavan bhajate yomam same yuktatamo mataha. Krishna says at the end of the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, text 47, that yoginam api sarvesham, the topmost yogi, madgantir antaratmana, is always thinking of me within himself, with shraddha, shraddha bhajate yomam, doing bhajan, doing the worship of Krishna with shraddha, with faith. Same yukta tamo mataha, he's the most connected with me in yoga. Mataha, that is my opinion, Krishna says. So the association of devotees is a great opportunity to come closer to Krishna. And ultimately, how to overcome this tree beer, these three modes? Bhagavad Gita 14:26. Please repeat after me. Mam chayo vyabhicharena. Bhakti yogena sevate, bhakti yogena sevate, sagunan samatityaitan, sagunan samatityaitan, brahma bhuyaya kalpate, brahma bhuyaya kalpate, mam chayo avyabhicharena. Vyabhicharena means distracted. And avya bicharena means focused, like vyavasayatmika buddhir ekeha kurunandanha. One pointed focus. Mam chayo vyabicharena. Focus on what? Bhakti yogena sevate. focus on bhakti, serving the Lord. Sagunan, this tree beer. Sagunan, these three guns. Sagunan, these gunas. Samatityaitan. Samatityaitan means to overcome. Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. And then we can attain the Supreme. So this is a very important verse. And coming to this purport and verse today, Brahma is telling Narada that there's someone higher than him. So this reminded me of a pastime in the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Yamaraj is having the discussion with the Yamadutas. And Yamadutas are asking the same question to Yamaraj as Narada is asking to Brahma today. Is there someone higher than you? How did this happen? Ajamil was a nice Brahmana boy. He was sent to the forest to gather firewood by his father. While in the forest, he saw a prostitute embracing a Shudra. He got bewildered. He brought this prostitute home. He kicked his parents out of the house. He kicked his wife out of the house. He had so many children with this prostitute. And to maintain her and the family, he was stealing, he was murdering. So much sin was getting accumulated. And his last son, when he was more than 80, he named the name of the Supreme Lord. Does anyone know what he named his son? His name was Narayana. And Ajamil was doing everything with Narayana, eating with him, playing with him, showing him this, showing him that. So it was time for Ajamil to leave this world. Very sinful. He was on his deathbed. And all of a sudden, the Yamadutas came to capture him. They had angry eyes, long sharp nails, sharp teeth, and they had ropes and chains, and they were tying up his subtle body, and they were pulling out of the body, and he cried out the name of his son. He cried out, Narayana! 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 And these Vishnu Dutas appeared, four-handed forms, chakra, gada, shanka, padma, beautiful Vijayanti malas, lotus eyes, dark curling hair, smiling faces, and they said, no, you cannot touch him. He has chanted the name of Narayana. Leave him. And they took their swords and they cut the ropes and the chains and they released Ajamil. The Yamadutas were confused. They went to Yamaraj. They said, how is it possible? We've never been foiled before. What is happening? Yamaraj ji, we thought you were the supreme controller. Is there someone higher than you? Same question as Narada is asking Brahma today. And Yamaraj ji replies, Yama uvacha paro madanyo jagatastatushascha otam protam patavadyatra visvam yadam satosyastiti janmanasha nasotavadyasya vasecha lokaha. Yamaraj said, yes, there is a higher personality than me. And otam protam, just like threads in a cloth. Some threads are going otam and some threads are going protam. So like this, the whole cloth, the whole copra is maintained integrity, integral. And he also explained that just as a rope is going through the nose of a bull and the bull is controlled by the rope. Similarly, the Lord is controlling everything. Sarvesham Mada Cheshvaraha. I am the supreme controller of everything. So it's a fascinating account, and it's for our benefit to remember that yes, there is a supreme controller. That supreme controller is Krishna, and Krishna is our best friend. Bhoktaram Yagyatapasam, Bhoktaram Yagyatapasam, Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, Suridam Sarvabhutanam, Yatvamam Shantim Rachati. So then, Sukadeva Goswami explains, Tasmat Sankirtanan Vishnohar Jagad Mangalam Amhasam Mahatam Apikoravya Vidyaikantikar Nishkritam. Tasmat, therefore, perform this Harinam Sankirtan Jagat Mangalam Amhasam. Jagat means universe, Mangalam means auspicious. It's the most auspicious thing in the universe. Amhasam Mahatam. Even if you commit the greatest sin, Mahatam Apikoravya Vidyaikantika Nishkritam. It's the greatest prayaschitya. So surrender to the Supreme Krishna by performing Harinam Sankirtan. This is the greatest activity, and it's also explained in Bhagavatam that Lord Chaitanya has descended in this world to propagate this Yuga Dharma Harinam Sankirtan. And in this Harinam Sankirtan is so wonderful and amazing. So next month, January 22nd, is the Ram Nomi, the Janma Bhumi opening festival in Ayodhya. So we're planning to go there with 200 or 300 devotees for 1 month. And we'll distribute prasadam, 5-10,000 plates a day. We'll distribute books and we'll distribute holy name. We'll go on Harinam Sankirtan every day. And anyone who wants to come with us for this purpose will provide you accommodation and prasadam in Ayodhya. It's an open invitation. Only thing is, it's going to be cold, and we have tents. But everyone is welcome to come. So I'm going to conclude here, and I'm going to ask if there are any comments or any questions. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu. Is there a microphone? Microphone is coming, I hope.
Mm-hmm. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj, for enlightening class.
Thank you.
Maharaj, in this purport, it is said that the impersonalists are under three modes of material nature. In other section of Srimad Bhagavatam, in fifth canto, where Mahat Sevayam Dwaram, in that purport, Prabhupada writes that there are two types of transcendentalist. One is Bhakti Yogi and another one is impersonalist. So whenever we use this transcendentalist word, that means they are beyond modes of material nature. So how do we understand this, that here this shloka is explaining that they are under the modes, and where in another place it is said they are transcendentalist?
So thank you so much for your question. If I understand your question properly, you're asking about how can we say that a transcendentalist is under the three modes when by definition a transcendentalist is beyond the three modes? It seems like a contradiction. Is that your question? Yes. So how to consolidate this concept? My understanding is just like when we say someone is initiated, right? Initiation means beginning, actually. It doesn't mean they've attained the goal. It means they're on the path towards the goal. Rasta. You know, they're on the road. So similarly, my understanding of the word transcendentalist, it's also, it's someone who's on the path of transcendence. Not necessarily one who has achieved the goal of transcendence, which is to become free of the three modes of material nature and surrender to Krishna. So like this, they're on the path, they're in the process. Ripe mango, kacha mango, right? Kacha mango just stays on the tree, sun shines, rain falls, the kacha mango will become a ripe mango. If a transcendentalist is just on the path, even if he's even a personalist, he can benefit. Srila Prabhupada writes in a purport in the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita that as long as one has not yet a bona fide spiritual master, a pure devotee, the impersonalist conception may be beneficial. But after one comes in contact with a pure devotee, one should embrace this path of personalism of bhakti yoga. It's a very difficult path. So impersonalism is difficult. Bhakti is better. But impersonalist path may be beneficial up until the point one gets the association of a pure devotee. Does that answer your question?
Thank you very much.
Okay, very nice. Thank you. Yes, Mataji, go ahead. Please hand her the microphone.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
My question is especially grihasthis like us.
Yes.
We try to be Krishna conscious all the time. And we'll try to be sattvic by eating sattvic prasadam and chanting and seva and all. But then there are certain unavoidable situations like sangha dosha.
Like?
Sangha dosha.
Means?
The dosha by contact or company. Company of family members.
Okay.
People who are unavoidable. Maybe
materialistic association.
Association, yes.
Yeah, okay.
So the dosha, the sangha dosha, is unavoidable at times. And
okay.
At times from sattvic, when we are actually in Krishna consciousness and we are pure and we are shant and everything. But then at times, you know, someone is irritating and you become a little angry. So how to avoid that?
Okay,
how to maintain that sattvikta in your lives?
How to maintain the sattvikta in the life despite the disturbances in the environment, correct? First, you asked me two questions. First was how to avoid that. And the second was how to maintain the sattvic. So how to avoid the disturbances? Don't come to the material world. Dukalayam ashasvatam. This place is just built in. When you purchase, let's say, something, food stuff in a shop, there's a list of ingredients. So when you come to the material world, there's a list of ingredients, and dukalayam is one of them. So there'll always be disturbances here. Now a yogi, a bhakti yogi, he and she learns how to live in this world despite the disturbances, continue the practice. Well, Krishna gives a very nice verse in Bhagavad Gita. It's a very important verse, chapter 2, text number 14. Matrasparshastu Kanteya, Matrasparshastu Kanteya, Shitoshna Shukadukada, Shitoshna Shukadukada, Agama Payano Nichas, Agama Payano Nichas. Sparsha means the senses. So if our senses are coming in contact with this world and the not so good association like you mentioned, then what happens? Matrasparshas tu kanteya shita ushna. Shita ushna means winter and summer. Shitoshna, shuka, dukkha. Shuka means happiness and dukkha means distress. So just like winter is coming, summer is coming. Just like shuka is coming, dukkha is coming. So winter and summer is going around and around. Happiness and distress is going around and around. And I can go like this, like that. It's constantly going around and around. So constantly sometimes we experience happiness. Constantly sometimes we experience distress. Constantly we get disturbance. But we should not be disturbed, Krishna says in this shloka. He says, Tams Tatikshasva Bharata. Tatikshasva means tolerate. We have to learn this quality of tolerance. And we develop this through the practice of devotional service and the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This quality of tolerance is so important. And the association of devotees helps us cultivate tolerance. When I was a small boy, I had a rock collection. I collected small stones, rocks. And then I received a rock polishing kit for Christmas. So you put the stones in a bottle, in a jar, with some soap powder, polish. You close the jar, it goes on a machine. The machine has a motor that spins the rocks. For 1 month, the rocks, day and night, it was hard to sleep. All day long, all night long, 1 month, these rocks are going. Then at the end of the month, you open up and you take out the rocks and they're shining like jewels. So similarly, we come in the association of devotees, we have to tolerate each other. And we rub up against each other. And after some time, all of our anarthas get polished and we shine like jewels. So the quality of tatikshasva, tolerance, very important. I'll conclude with one of the most important shlokas that also expresses the importance of tolerance. Chanadapi sunichena, tarorapi sahishnuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. Chanadapi sunichena, one should be more humble than the grass. Tarorapi sahishnuna, more tolerant than a tree. Amanina manadena, desiring to give respect to others, not desiring respect for ourselves. Kirtaniya sadahari. In such a mood, one can chant the holy names of the Lord constantly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Does that answer your question? Oh, great. Thank you.
I got the keyword tolerance over here and forgiving. Not demanding respect, instead give respect.
Exactly.
Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Hare Krishna. Thank you all for joining us this morning. I'm grateful to all of you for your kind association. Grantaraj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari Bol. Thank you. Thank you very much.